The Boston Celtics topped the Brooklyn Nets 139-96. What a blowout win for the Celtics. I am Josue Pavone. He is Bobby Manning, and it was Jason Tatum with 31 points in 29 minutes, a game high 31 points in 29 minutes. That's rare for someone like Tatum to play under 30 minutes. But is that a concern for you, Bobby? Like, that's been the talk not only around, you know, locally, but also around the NBA. I mean, not any player. There aren't any players in the NBA that play more than Tatum, or at least not one or not many.
He's fourth right now.
He's fourth, right? A few players that are playing more minutes than Jason Tatum, but do you think that's a legitimate concern?
For sure. You don't want to overuse him. You don't want to overstrain him through the regular season. He's talked about the wrist pain, the finger ailments popping up, and feeling tired late in these games. Yeah. He said after the last game against the Lakers, I was exhausted late, and his three-point percentage slipped over the last month. You saw production offensively overall regress with him. So I've asked Joe Mazzulla a couple times. Going into that game, he said, don't play in overtime. They go to overtime, and then at practice yesterday he says don't go to overtime. But the Celtics keep talking about the willingness for him to play extra minutes, and I'm sure some of that's MVP aspirations, you know, individual aspirations that he has. So you're balancing that against the team's success, which is going to be important. And I believe everything Joe Mazzulla says in terms of the preparation, the nutrition, even the mental preparedness he entered this season with to play more minutes. And that's all valid. I think it shows he can do it when he needs to, but you don't want him to do it. And it's great to have a night like this where you can sit him in the fourth quarter and play him 29. But I think there's got to be times in other games where you find stretches for him to sit out. And you have Jaylen Brown on the team. Mm-hmm. Like, that should be a natural trade-off for those two to balance minutes together. And I wonder how much of it is our Jaylen-led lineups haven't been great this year. We got to have Tatum out there at all times, even with the bench unit.
Yeah, and they're neck and neck in terms of minutes per game. And obviously, Jaylen has played a few less games this season than Tatum, but they're pretty much right there. Jaylen played 32 minutes, so it wasn't a big difference between the two.
Took him a little while to get him out.
Yeah, it did. But I mean, in this one, I mean, again, like I said, this is one of the few times you're going to see Tatum play, you know, fewer than 30 minutes. And, you know, when Joe Mazzulla was telling you that for, like, what, the second or felt like the third time about the whole, well, don't play in overtime and we'll reduce his minutes. I think there's a little truth to that. I know you don't like that, Bobby, but I do think there's a little truth in the sense of, like, if my team plays the right way, we won't have to go into overtime, but it won't even be – he's not even taking it that far.
That's the story tonight, right? You get it done early and then you rest late.
Right, but I don't even think it's just about, you know, not going into overtime. I think it's build a certain lead, a particular lead, build a cushion – and then by the 6, 7, or 5 minute mark, you don't have to worry about Tatum being out there. Or rather, play the type of basketball where you don't have to put Tatum out there for an entire second half like we saw last week against the Lakers.
Yeah, for sure. And you don't want to go down early in games either. Be caught in a tit-for-tat. I get it. And he wants to win. I mean, he's in a tough position too, right? His interim coach, he's trying to build this record and this resume, I'm sure, for him to stay in this position. Like, there's a lot of different factors that go into it, as well as securing the number one seed. They don't have a massive cushion on that position, just a couple games. So I guess the hope is you build a big enough lead in the standings that he can rest later in the year. But you don't want him to burn out. And I think we were getting to that point before this three-day rest, before the blowout tonight. And I don't think it's any mistake that after 3 days off, Brown shoots 7 for 12 from 3, and Tatum shoots 7 for 12 from 3, and they both have these amazing, efficient nights, looking super fresh. There's got to be some level of management with these guys. Doesn't everyone around the league manage? And it's great that these guys want to play, that they don't want to sit out for 30 games like Brandon Ingram. No. But you, as the coach, as the staff, have to step in at a certain point and be like, time to rest.
Right. No, absolutely. And this segment about Jason Tatum is brought to you by our good friends over at HelloFresh. Head over to HelloFresh.com/garden65 where you can save big money on delicious meals, easy to make meals, and it's for anything anyone is into, really. I mean, whether you want to go pescatarian, whether you want to go with a vegetarian diet, protein, they even have a special section that's just quick, easy meals, and I'm sure you'll find something you like at HelloFresh.com/garden65. That's HelloFresh.com/garden65 and find out how much you can save. So I'm with you on that. I mean, the wrist thing is a concern. We saw what he looked like in the NBA Finals. I mean, Tatum knows it. I just think it's a matter of picking the right times to reduce his minutes. I mean, sometimes you're going to see him sit games probably after the All-Star break. But I'm with you, though. I also think Joe Mazzulla has to sort of figure out a way to monitor his minutes. Look, if you look at the last week week and a half or so. Celtics have been in some games where he really needed Tatum out there. But moving forward,
he played for three straight quarters against the Warriors and Lakers.
Right.
Crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy. So this was the type of game that he needed. But I also think that that's something that you have to keep in mind, especially towards the tail end of the regular season, which I'm sure he'll be taking games off before they go into the playoffs.
And he has. He sat out against the Wizards, sat out against the Raptors a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. So he said that was his decision, how he felt, talking to Nick, saying his trainer. And that guy's with him all the time. Stretching him out.
Yeah, that's his dude.
Taking part in the diet and coming up with a plan going into this year. And Tatum said he did a great job after the finals, how he felt, playing extra minutes and burning out then. He said he came up with a plan to better manage that this year. So how much of that is him trying to work through minutes like that and get used to it for the playoffs? Because he'll have to do that in the playoffs, 40 minutes a game. I don't know, but it just doesn't seem worth it in the regular season, even if it does lead to them being the 2 seed versus the 1 seed.
That's true. You know, that's a good point. I remember during training camp, or was it media day, rather, he was talking about how he gave up a lot of, you know, fast foods, fried stuff. He's not doing the, you know, any of that. And I think that that's something that every player does at a certain point of their career, right?
And those Tatum chips.
And the Tatum chips, that's right, that's right. Even the ones he used to be carrying around last year and somewhat bragging about it, of course. But we'll wait and see how Tatum responds to his new diet, or at least we've seen it already. I mean, maybe this is what's prepared him to play all these minutes up until this point.
It's amazing how he sustains them. Doesn't get hurt a lot. Yeah. Doesn't miss games with injuries, maybe feeling the effect of them. But he's turning into one of those guys, you know, knock on wood, that plays a ton. You know, he could even be capable of playing 82 games if he wanted to. But again, you're finding that balance, and they have in spots. Yeah. It's just January got a little out of control, averaging almost 40 minutes a game.
Yeah, that's true. And against top tier teams, you know, those type of matchups, he barely subbed out, especially in the second half of those. And that's going to do it for us here at TD Garden. This segment is also brought to you by our good friends over at Athletic Greens. Head to athleticgreens.com/garden. And make sure you take care of your health, all right? It's a year's supply of AG1. You get 5 free travel packs of vitamin D, and you get to take care of something all in one supplement, all right? You don't have to take a bunch of different pills for different things. I mean, this is going to take care of your gut health, your protein. You're going to get a little bit of everything that you need to get through your day, and a lot of energy, if you ask me. I always tell people that. I'm like, man, just give it a week or so, though, and I guarantee you, you'll feel the difference. You'll feel the effects from Athletic Greens. Head over to athleticgreens.com/garden. Once again, that's going to do it for us. He is Bobby Manning. I am Josue Pavone. Excuse me. The Celtics top the Nets 139-96, and we'll see you guys back here at TD Garden when they take on the Phoenix Suns.